I don't often find myself talking about the Book of Numbers, but that's exactly what we're doing today with Emily Tyler from the Devoted Collective. Welcome. So where are we going with this one, Emily?
Well, I just wanted to start with a bit of scripture from Numbers 4, just because I was reading through it, and you're right, Numbers is not a book that I spend a lot of time talking about either. But I was really struck by something when I was reading Numbers 4 recently. And so starting at verse 35, it says this: "All the men from 30 to 50 years of age who came to serve in the work at the tent of meeting were counted." It goes on. "The Kohathites were counted. The Gershonites were counted. The Merarites were counted." They were all counted. And at the end of the chapter, in verse 49, I think it is, we read, "At the Lord's command, each was assigned his work and told what to carry. Thus they were counted." And it just got me thinking, what does it mean to be counted? And I think it means this, Di. I think it means you're seen. It means you're significant. It means you matter. You are counted and valued and needed. You are loved. You have a role to play in God's big family called church. You're counted at the Lord's command. And what I really loved about verse 49 is you have something to carry, something that only you can carry, something that has been assigned to you and only you. And I don't know who might need to hear this today, but you're not forgotten or misplaced. You are intrinsically vital to the church. You are counted, and you have been assigned something to carry. Because when we're all in our own lane, carrying our own assignments, a beautiful thing can happen. As a church, as the church, we can move forwards and take new ground. Now, the Gershonites were the ones who had been appointed to carry curtains. And if they had said, "Curtains? I don't do curtains. Curtains are much too hard work. I don't really like curtains. Curtains can be fussy. I get that curtains are important, but they're not really my thing," then the whole of the Israelite camp would have been grounded. They would have been stuck. Mm-hmm. They would have been prevented from moving forward. And I just think it's a really handy reminder that we need to be careful to ensure we're not looking at other people's assignments and wishing we were carrying their load. Curtains might not be what you would choose, but if that's what God is asking you to pick up, then there'll be a blessing as you submit to bringing the curtains along for the ride. And so I just wanted to encourage you today, whoever you are, wherever you are, that you have been singled out and counted at the Lord's command. And he has something for you to carry. He has an assignment for you. And it's been perfectly picked out in purpose just for you. And it matters. It matters deeply to the wider church that you stand up and be counted.
So good, Emily, because I think it's that reminder that, yes, individually, we are important and God knows us and loves us. But also, just as importantly, we are part of this community, this body of believers, and our part to play within that body is so important. Even if we sort of discount what that part is, actually, every single one of us is doing our part to make the community work, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and you know, you can transpose it across to the New Testament where Paul's talking about us as a literal body. You know, we need our elbows and our toes and our little fingers. We need to function as a whole with Christ as the head. And the thing that just got me with the Numbers passage was I can totally imagine being in church communities where nobody wants to do morning tea, or nobody wants to do kids work, or nobody wants, you know, there's always something in a church that nobody wants to do. And often it's the, "Oh, I'm not called to it," or, you know, I don't really do that. Like, for someone else can do that. But I just wonder, are there things that actually God is asking us to pick up and carry because we see that they need to be carried? We see them in front of us. And with the Israelite camp, they couldn't move from place to place unless they carried it all with them. They literally had to pick it up and move with it. And so I just wonder, what is it that God might be saying? Hey, you see that thing, that need that's in your church or your community or your workplace or your home? Like, you've seen it. You've seen that there's a need there. So why not pick it up Let's carry it together. Let's go, you know?
Yeah.
And so I hope that's encouraging, that that it matters. It doesn't matter what someone else is carrying, and if their thing looks a little bit more fancy than just curtains. Curtains were vital.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Emily, I really love this one. Devoted Collective, thedevotedcollective.org is the website to head to if you'd love to find out more information about the Devoted Collective. I reckon it's a pretty cool thing to be a part of. Thanks again for being a part of the show.
You are welcome. Thanks, Di.